من عنده؟ عمران تفضل يا عمران. وصلنا في نيابة الكشفة كذا، نيابة الكشفة عن الفتح انتهينا منها. ايوه الماضي عنه. ها لا بدلنا نيابة الكسرة. ها حتى بيها غلبناها. ها حتى بيها خلص. طيب بقينا في الحج كذا، تمارين ما عملنا. اي تمارين؟ نيابة الياء. ايوه صح. طيب اقرا التمارين في نيابة الياء عن الفتح. نعم. من ياخذ محمد تريد مثنى ثم جمع. نعم. We want Muhammad to be in Mutanna form and then in Jabr. No. ها؟ طيب. ارفع صوتك حتى تسمعه. اقرا من المايك. محمدان ومحمدون. طيب هذا في الجمع. هذا في الرفع. محمدان محمدون هذا في الرفع. فكيف يكون في النصب؟ ايوه طيب هذا جمع. جمع محمدين. محمدين نعم. يجمع منها ما يستحق الجمع هو جمع مذكر. هو يريد جمع فقط. قال دنها كذا، دنها كلها. اول طيب محمدين فاطمتين بكرين السبعين الكاتبين النمرين القاضيين. ها هذا مثنى او جمع؟ لا هذا جمع. المصطفيين. المصطفين هذا جمع. المصطفيين مثنى. طيب ما الذي يجمع جمع مذكر ثاني؟ What this can be made in form of جمع مذكر ثاني؟ محمد محمدون بكر ماذا يجمع؟ بكرون بكر. لا ما أظنه. ما أظن يجمع جمع مذكر ثالث. السبع ولا السبع. سبع سباع ممكن يثنى سبعين، لكن في المذكر لا يكون مذكر ثالث، يكون جمع تكثير سباع. لأن السبع السبع، تعرفون السبع في نوع السبع؟ ها ما السبع؟ الأسد سبع، من من الأسود، من فصيلة الأسد السبع. نعم، ولذلك جمعه يعني the plural of it يكون جمع تكثير، سباع سباع. نعم، الكاتب هذا يجمع الكاتبون الكاتبين. نعم، النمر يجمع جمع تكثير نمور نمور. القاضي يجمع جمع تكثير القضاة، ولا نقول القاضيون. والمصطفى، نعم المصطفين، وهل هذا جمع مذكر سالم او جمع تكثير؟ لا، لو مذكر لو مذكر سالم مذكر سالم، هل لو كان مذكر سالم يكون بالرفع ماذا؟ مصطفون. لا، هذا جمع تكثير، لأنه حتى في الرفع يكون المصطفين. ما جمع 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 تكثير؟ ها الجمع التكثير، ها لا لا لا، جمع المذكر السالم الذي يكون في الرفع زيادة ومنون مسلمون، كالنصب والجر ياء ونون مسلمين. والمصطفين ليس جمع مذكر سالم، لأنه القاعدة في جمع المذكر السالم ما هو؟ فاعل يعطي معنى آخر، المصطفين فاعل. لا لا لا، المصطفين فاعل والمصطفين مفعول به، وهنا مصطفى وليس المصطفى فالمصطفي. المصطفي جمعه مصطفين المصطفي، لأنه فاعل هو الذي يصطفي. الله يصطفي من الرسل، فالله عز وجل هو المصطفي، ولكن الرسل مصطفين. فرق بين المصطفي والمصطفى، هنا عندنا ماذا؟ مصطفى، محمد مصطفى. من اصطفاه؟ الله. نعم، إذن المصطفى واضح، على واضح فرق بين المصطفى والمصطفي. المصطفي هو الذي يصطفى من الاصطفاء، يعني ينقى، وأما المصطفى فهو الذي اصطفي، أخذ شخص ما أخذ اصطفى. طيب، استعمل كل مثنى. نعم، التمرين الثاني. نعم، هو يقول الآن استعمل كل مثنى من المثنيات الآتية في جملة مفيدة. Use every one of these words which is in form of مثنى in a sentence. In a sentence. And make it منصوب. It is here مرفوع. So you make it منصوب. نعم هو كان كان فعل البديل أربع صوت أربع صوت طيب نأخذها بالإعراب صلى ما إعرابه فعل ماضي مبني على الفتح طيب المحمدين فاعل أيوة هو أصلا أعطاك هي هنا مرفوعة وأعطاك هي مرفوعة محمدان وهو يريد منصوبة لكنك جئت فيها منصوبة في محل فاعل هذا خطأ رأيت المحمدين بمثل صحيح رأيت فعل وفاعل والمحمدين مفعول به نعم منصوب طيب الفاطمتان الفاطمتان اخوان ادنت نوع تقولون هو طبعا of course if you don't bring your book every Friday you keep on not knowing what's going on if you do not try to do this inside if you do not try to ask And so you're not going to know what's going on. And as I said, we're going to use the Arabic gradually until we stop it. Until we stop English. So this will, the Arabic usage here is going to increase. Try to catch from now. Later on, we will not even permit any question in English. طيب نعم الفاطمتان تكلمت مع الفاطمتين بالأمس نعرف إعراب تكلمت فعل وفاعل مع أفجر الفاطمتين اسم مجرور إذن ليس صحبت الفاطمتين إلى السوق هذا صحيح حتى فعل وفاعل والفاطمتين مفعول به نعم وهكذا مع البكران البكرين والسبعين والكاتبين والنمرين والقاضيين والمصطفيين نعم طيب استعمل كل واحد من الجموع الآتية في جملة مفيدة بحيث يكون منصوبا مضبوطا بالشكل الكامل نعم الراشدون ماذا نقول دائما عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين نعم الراشدون يكون في النصب الراشد الراشدين نعم جمع يكون الراشدين نعم إن الراشدين مجتهدون صحيح الراشدين اسم إن منصوب صحيح المفتون اسأل المفتين عن معنى حب البليغ الطيب والنساء اسأل المفتين يكون المفتين مفعول به منصوب المرسلون والكاتبون والمصطفون. المصطفون قلنا يكون المصطفين، يكون المصطفين. نعم. طيب، وإن شاء الله تعالى نكمل في موضوع نيابة حذف النون عن الفتحة باللقاء القادم بإذن الله. وهنا نقف ونواصل درسنا في المادة التالية بإذن الله تعالى. إيش عندنا في المادة التالية؟ إذا يوم ذي الفقار غير موجود أحد يعرف شيء موجود؟ جمعة؟ أنا والله. طيب وين وصلنا بالعقيدة؟ الطرق أو نعم الطرق التي يستدل بها الإنسان على وجود الله بالعقل. يعني we're continuing the explanation of how to know the proofs of the oneness of Allah by the intellect. And in last Friday we spoke about one of the two ways that you easily can know Allah with if you go through. There are two ways that if you give the use of them, you will know Allah easily with your intellect, with your eyes. You will come to know Allah. How is that? We spoke about last week. We spoke last week about the first way. There are two ways. First way is dalalatun nafs. Dalalatun nafs. Your soul is the proof. And as I told you, when Jubayr ibn Mut'im رضي الله عنه came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, came to Mecca, the people there in Mecca warned him against Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. One is from Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Saying to him that he is someone who is majnoon. Someone who is a magician. Someone who is a thought. But Jubayr says, I have said to all these kind of people, and I can easily figure out if he is one of them, or he is, as he says, a messenger sent by the Creator. And he came to see Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, finding him praying Maghrib, reciting Surah At-Tur. So he sat down, waiting for him to finish his ritual. So in that time, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, that's why the ayah where Allah Ta'ala says, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمُونُ الْخَالِقِينَ أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَلَّا يُقْرِينَ. Are they created from nothing by nothing, meaning they found by sitting, or they are the ones who created themselves, or they are the ones who created the heavens and earth? Because if they claim, if they say that they are found by sitting, then sitting cannot provide all this perfect creation without any, you know, mistake. Without any mistake. Then you see the man all the time, since Adam to the last one, same thing, same component. You see the man in America, the man in Africa, the man in Asia, the man in Australia, the man in everywhere, same thing. You see the rich one and the poor one, same thing. The scientist and the illiterate, same thing. Meaning in their components. So, it cannot be found by sitting. And must be found by a perfect color. So when you look to yourself, you yourself can find the proofs and evidences that Allah is the only one created. Now, and this creation is found out of wisdom, out of knowledge, out of power. Not just like that. Now, the second way, when we look to the how mankind is created. First man was created from clay.
He did not go through the process of pregnancy or childhood or adultery. He was just created as a man, 30 meters tall, high. After him, we find people created in there must be a meeting between man and woman. Part of the man must get into the woman's body, so to form the new person, creation. Except for Eve, Hawa, which was created not from clay, nor from cement, but from bone. So out of all these millions of people, only three which are created not upon the normal way. Adam was created right from clay, no father, no mother. Eve, no father, no mother, but was created out of, and was created out of bone, just bone. And Isa alayhi salam was created from a woman, from a mother, but not on the ordinary way, normal way. As we said, until today, until the day of resurrection, the challenge is there, and I'm challenging any subject that he can't make a woman get pregnant without any semen from man, or without anything else out of the body of the woman. It cannot. Only Maryam alayhi salam, and that wasn't just like that. Allah sent Jibreel the angel to blow air into the garment or the clothes of Maryam from the upper part. And this air came to the inside body and formed Isa. That is how Isa was created. Sounds strange, but it is not strange of that. The creation of air, which Allah Ta'ala took a bone out of the chest of Adam, and from it formed air. And this is not going to be as difficult as the creation of Adam, which is created out of clay and then the soul is blown into the body. The rest of humans are created out of semen. Semen of man goes into the womb of woman and touches and joins the semen of woman, and both of them, when they join together, they stick to the side of the womb. For 40 days, when they change to another state of form, which is to be the blood, the clot, the alaq. And it remains like that for another 40 days. There is no any other treatment made for it by man or by woman, but by Allah Ta'ala. After 40 days for the cloth in the womb, it changes to flesh. Just flesh, no bones, nothing. No nerve, no bone, nothing. No hair, nothing. Just for 40 days. When it becomes formulated, and the formalization. Then, after the 40 days is completed, and this would be 120 days. Exactly. No, it did not say a month, because a month can be 30 days, can be 29. But it is 40 days, 40 days, 40 days. And by the end of the third 40 days, which is the completion of 120 days, then the soul is blown into that body. So, if you look to that, you will know. You will know that there must be a great creator after all this universe. And there was a camel man, as we call him, a Ra'id Ibn, who lives in the desert. One day, when he was taking his camels to somewhere to eat grass or stones or trees, he saw the footsteps or the hoofsteps of camels and men at the caravan. And he saw strings of camels. And he said, Al-Ba'aratu tadullu ala al-Ba'id. The string is it string? Is it string? I'm wrong. Now the Yeah, but it has an end. The tongue. Yeah, the tongue. He says that the tongue shows that the camel back by it. It comes. Nobody believes that this tongue is for an ant or a snake. We all know that. And the footsteps shows that people walk through this way. And he said then, if this is the case, it can only give me this understanding. So how come this beautiful sky with the stars, ringing stars, and this beautiful land with the valleys and seas and gardens and forests does not show one particular? It means that it is impossible. As long as we all agree that the dawn must mean that there was a camel here. And the footsteps must mean that people walk from here. Then, these signs must mean that there is one creator for all the spiritual world. So that is what this simple man came up with. Which today, Ikhwan, today's time, proves what is said in the hadith in regard to the baby in the womb is exact. Is exact. It goes through this three-stage process. And then the other way of how to know the oneness of Allah. It is to look around you. To look around you. As the Prophet said, وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ فَوَا عَجَبًا كَيْفَ يُعْصَى الْإِلَهِ أَمْ كَيْفَ يَجْحَدُهُ الْجَاهِدِينَ. And everything, there is a sign of the oneness of Allah. It is wondering how he is disobeyed or how he is denied by some people. That is wondering, that is strange. When you see everything around you shows you a clear evidence of the oneness of Allah. Everything. When you look to the heavens and you see the beautiful stars, when you see the moon in its circle, month after month in the lunar circle, it goes as a small crescent, and then it gets bigger and bigger until it becomes a full moon, beautiful, and then it goes smaller and smaller and smaller until it disappears. And the sun, if this only happens every month, the sun is happening every day. every day you see it coming cool and it gets warmer, warmer, warmer until it gets in the middle of the heavens. And then it continues until it gets lesser warm, lesser, cooler, 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 until it disappears when the world is getting colder than the midday. So this doesn't mean nothing to you. How this circle is going? How is it circulating on this time? How is it circulating? Allah Ta'ala told us that in the Quran 14 centuries ago. Not 14 years, 14 centuries ago. Yet people still believe these astrology when they say, oh, when we measure the sun, there is 150 million. What is that? And they believe, they take it like sure. How did they measure it? How did they go? You never see it, you never know. Some of the scientists today denied it. They said what is said about space, about the moon, is all life. And they said it was all filmed in Nevada Jesus. How come now there is some of their scientists denying this as the real? They're denying. And Allah Ta'ala has given you something certain that every simple man can see. You don't need to be a scientist. You don't need to be a millionaire to get the spaceship and go up and see whether they're honest or not. They say, some of the scientists say, until today, they say it's all a lie. They never come out of the atmosphere. They cannot. And they showed us the shade of the flag of America, which was on the moon, and there was no sun. And always the liar leaves some ribs to catch. And when you see the pictures, you see the what we call that, the reflection of the flash on the other side. You see the reflection of the flash. But anyway, I don't want to say that they did not reach the moon, even if they reached the moon. Why should I believe them when I see in the Quran everything is described by a way that no one of them can prove opposite of it? No one. Let's assume that they yes, today, have read what is said in the Quran. So I leave what is said 1,400 years and catch what they come up with now? That is even not logic. That is even not logic. So if you look around you, you will see. You will see. Why every other living creation is only existing on Earth? Why? Millions of galaxies. Millions of planets. Why only the Earth? Why? It is because Allah Ta'ala wanted it to be here to prove that He is only one. And no one else has any power other than that. They say they're going to have a life on the moon. When? 50, 60, 70 years since they said that. When is that going to be? When? They say because the land is getting crowded with the human. And then they say reduce, control the population. Why do you need to control it? Let them get greater and move and take them to another planet. And therefore, before you bring them there, design the cities and the electric stations and the desalination plants and gas stations and go discover oil there and find everything there on the moon and prepare the life, very good schools, gardens, and don't forget to make some mosques because they may become Muslims. Huh? And then come and take some to that planet. So we do not need to control the population. Let them get more. Let them get more, no problem. Because there are millions of planets in our galaxy. So this is not logical. When we look, we find that what Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran and in all the other holy books before corruption, is real and seen, and yani it is there forever. You can't see it. There forever. It does not change. So all what we need is just to yani use our brain and think. That's all what we need. And in the now, here is a good saying. It's a dialogue happened between Imam Abu Hanifa, Nu'man, rahimahullah ta'ala, and some of these philosophers who say there is no creator, everything is found by Satan, subhanAllah. And some of them said, no, it is not just by Satan, no. The evolution, which is the Darwin source. And they say that man is originally monkey. For him, yes, he looks. For him, yes. When I saw his picture, I said he was right, because like this man, there was a mistake. His government should not allow him to look into mirror, because he really looks like monkey. So when he looked into the mirror, he thought that he was a monkey. And the subhanAllah, I had a supervisor one day when I was working as a technician. Just this as a fun. Before we get to the story of Abu Hanifa. I had a supervisor, Western supervisor, who used to believe in Darwin's thought. And he said, now, we had a lot of discussions. He did not accept all the proofs, all evidence. One day he came to him and I threw it on the floor. He said, what is this, Muhammad? I said, this is for you. You should jump now and pick it. And I promise you, tomorrow, I'll bring you banana. He was very nervous, angry. I said, why? Did I say anything wrong to you? You believe that you are originally the monkey. And every monkey I bought by and I give him like this, he gets happy. So why are you not happy? You should be happy. You choosing to be a monkey. So why are you angry? So they know that this is not good to be monkey. But they still say that they are monkeys. That is, you know. Imam Abu Hanifa, when he debated these philosophers, he said to them, when they said that all this world happened by Satan, there is no any perfect creator. He said, okay, tell me, he said, tell me about this issue. Tell me about this, a ship sailed from one side of the river of Zijla in Iraq, with and it's full of food, everything, merchandise, and sailed with no any sailor, no man on it, no control of man, nothing, not on it, not by satellites, not by any means. It by itself sailed to the other harbor. Not to the other side, maybe the other side is the wave will push. No, but exactly to the harbor, and it stopped at depth there, They said, no, no, this is not possible. The ship will drown. We'll go like that and we'll go to other sites, to other places. They said, why? So there must be somebody who controls it. He said, subhanAllah. On a small ship, on the sea, needs a controller. And all this universe in this big space does not need a controller. That sounds strange, you know? It sounds very strange. So, we need to use our brain so we can know what is the truth. What is the truth? And by that we end up our session today. Allah Ta'ala A'lam. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wa Barak ala Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Tayyib. Man sayqra al-Baqarah wal Adl? غير موجود. إذن قلنا يا عمران أو تقرأ تمت أو أبا عمران أحدكم من بلوغ المرأة حديث العاشر حديث أبو هريرة بس قرب المايكرو فاصل هذا الحين الذي بعده يكون ترتيب حال لا عند عن أبي هريرة
الحديث
والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. هذا درس الفقه ونحن مع بلوغ المرام. نعم. هذا الحديث نعم مع بلوغ المرام ومع شرحنا عليه المسمى إيجاز الكلام في شرح بلوغ المرام. وهذا إن شاء الله يخرج قريب إن شاء الله. نحاول أن نجعله أيضا بالإنجليزي حتى يكون يعني إن شاء الله يكون مختصر شرح. It's an explanation briefly, but with information that people need, like vocabulary and some others as we are going through. طيب عن أبي هريرة من هو أبو هريرة؟ نحن عادة نقسم نقول مسائل الحديث every حديث we dare to say issues of the حديث. First issue is طال الحديث. فمن هو أبو هريرة؟ We have spoken about him many times. نعم. عبد الرحمن بن صخر الدوسي. قلنا اختلف العلماء. Scholars have different opinions in regard to his name and its father. Too many names. They went on diversity of names. But the famous two or three names chosen by the scholars is Abd al-Rahman ibn Sakhr. That is, most of the ulama say Abd al-Rahman ibn Sakhr, and some say Amir ibn Amr. Amir ibn Amr. And some others say Abdullah ibn Amr. عن عبد الله بن عبد الشمس أنني أدعو. But these are the three famous ones. عبد الرحمن بن صخر, عامر بن عمر, عبد الله بن عمر. عمر. نعم. But all of them agree that he is Dawsiq. Dawsi, يعني from the tribe of Daws. And Daws today is a small town in near Al-Baha, close, very close to Al-Baha. Before Al-Baha, يعني about around maybe 80 kilometers to the north of Al-Baha. Daws used to be the greater village, and today it changed to a smaller village, like Bajila and Bani Malik, which I am from. At that time, Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bajili, the companion, it used to be known by Bajila, and the tribe of Malik was very small. But today it's the opposite. It's known by Bani Malik, and Bajila has smaller town there in it. But anyway, Abd al-Rahman ibn Fakhr al-Dawsi, he died in year, he embraced Islam in which year? Now? Sabah. What does that year is known with? Naam, Khaybah. Battle of Khaybah. To Medina, he asked about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They told him he left Medina for the Battle of Khaybah. Okay. And how long he stayed with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Now? Yeah, how long? Huh? 3 years or 4 years? Four, because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away on the 11th. On the 11th. Huh? Or the 10th. No, it was, it passed away on the 11th. The 11th. No, the 10th. 10th. Because the Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam بعد الحج. نعم. لا 11 because he did حج on the 10th صلى الله عليه وسلم. And after حج in ربيع الأول صلى الله عليه وسلم passed away. نعم. لا 4 سنوات سنة 7 أسلم. أي على كل حال يعني ربما 3 سنوات وربع عشر. Maybe 3 years and a couple of months. But in this small period, he had a hadith among all the Sahaba. How many hadith did he report? أربعة وسبعون. خمسة آلاف وثلاثمائة وأربعة وسبعون حديث. 5,374 حديث. نعم. بخاري ومسلم agreed upon 325 حديث. And بخاري alone reported 79 حديث. And مسلم 93 حديث. نعم. المسألة الثانية or the second issue is درجة الحديث. Rank of the حديث. حديث صحيح. أجيئت أخرجه مسلم. نعم. The third issue is who reported this hadith other than Imam Muslim. It is Imam al-Bukhari in Kitab al-Wudu, Babu al-Ma' al-Ladhi yaghsilu bihi al-insanu bihi yaghsilu bihi sha'r al-insan. And Imam Muslim in Kitab al-Tahara, Babu hukm wulugh al-kalb.
الترمذي كتاب الطهارة باب ما جاء في شعر الكلب. النسائي كتاب الطهارة باب شعر الكلب. أبو داود كتاب الطهارة باب الوضوء بشعر الكلب. ابن ماجه كتاب الطهارة وسننها باب الغسل باب غسل الإناء من ولوغ الكلب. المسألة الرابعة the fourth issue is the vocabulary or strange word ولوغ. ولوغ ولوغ means that when the animal you know how the animal drinks, it lets the liquid or the water. If the dog put his mouth inside the container and he tries to let something, then this is called wulu. Wulu. Whether it licks or it does not. Now, the other word is tahur. Tahur with fat and tahur with dam. Tahur with fat is what you make tahara with, which is the word. And tahur, like wadu, wudu. Like sahur, sahur. Like that. With the fat, that is the thing. Tahur, the water. Wadu, also the water that you make for wudu. Tahur, the water you make for tahara. And wadu, the water you make for wudu. And sahur is the food that you eat for sahur. But tahur is the action. Wudu is the action. Sahur is the action. Okay? Now, فَلْيُرِقْهُ من أراق يريقه من شوي. لكن الإراقة إراقة إراقة من شو فرصة دار الإراقة فرصة. نعم. طيب المسألة الخامسة شرح الحديث قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم طهور أي الشيء الذي يزيل الأثر ويقطع الماتة. الشيء طهور means anything that removes this impure object. Okay. إناء أحدكم طهور إناء أحدكم. المقصود أي إناء ولا غدير كلب ولو لم يعلم مالكه. The meaning of it is the container of liquid that the dog puts his mouth or tongue in. نعم. Even if you don't know who is the owner of that container, because إناء أحدكم means the pot or a container of liquid of one of you, but it does not necessarily mean that. It means any container. You know the owner or you don't know the owner. It does not make any difference. نعم. إذا ولغ في الكلب. إذا ولغ في الكلب. This is the condition. Only when the dog put its mouth or tongue inside it. نعم. But if it is donkey or cat, it does not make any problem. It does not make only with the dog. إذا أدخل لسانه. نعم. Whether the dog wants to let water or not, that does not mean يعني does not affect. The ulama says that this is the proof that this is the saliva of the dog is impure. And they have different opinions in regard whatsoever comes out of the body of the dog, like the sweat or the urine, or they have different opinions whether it is impure or not, but most of them say impure as well. It is impure as well. But we will stay with the nose. Of course, the urine can be impure, but the sweat not necessarily to be impure. هل يغسله؟ نعم، أن يغسله سبع مرات.
أن يغسله 7 مرات. The way you cure it again is to wash it 7 times. The ulama have different opinion in regards to the number. Is it 7 or 8? Because in the other hadith in Sahih Muslim, وعشروه الثامنة بالتراب. The 8th one should be with salt. Now, the 8th, is this the order to be the last one? Or it means one of the times with soil. Some of the ulama say it must be as yani the wording, the eight. And some say no, because in the hadith, أُولَهُنَّ, the first one. And some say أُخْرَهُنَّ, the last one. So what does that mean? This different yani statement means that one of the times must be with soil, because they say that in the saliva of the dog there are bacteria or some kind of viruses that does not that does not go away or die or except with the soil, and that's why they say one of the times be with soil. Some of the ulama said the first, must be the first. Like Sheikh Ibn Baz, he chooses that it must be the first. And when you look to it, this is logic, because first thing you want to do is to kill the whatsoever left there. Some of them said no, the water will remove some of it, and the remaining with the soil, because may not be killed all by the soil. But anyway, yeah, we do respect to the hadith. Now, also, is it necessary to be with soil, or can be with any other means that is used for cleaning? Some of them said you can use soap or whatsoever today, but or chemical, but and it might clean more than the soil or water. But when we come to know that at the time of the Prophet, there are things that they used to clean, like what they used to call it ushnam or siddur. They used to clean their bodies with. So, if the meaning of it is to clean it with any cleaner, then yes, but it needs to use the soil. The science today proved that, as you said, there is some kind of bacteria in there, in the saliva of the dog, that does not go except with the soil. So whatever you do, it does not kill it. It does not take it away, except with the soil. Even if you see it, you take it to the laboratory and they check it and find it clean 100%, this does not mean it has done. It must be with the soil. And at the end, we are told to take what Rasulullah taught us. Whether we can read the hikmah, wisdom of it or not, that is other thing. Now, in other hadith as you hear, it says, فَلْيُلَقْهُ فَلْيُلَقْهُ. So whatever is remaining, you do not use it to clean. And for example, it has some water, and the dog puts his tongue in. Now you do not say, I use it to clean. No. You cannot clean with the dirt. You cannot clean with the dirt. So you have to throw it away, and then you clean with the soil, and then 7 times with water. The fifth and last issue is ما يستفاد من الحديث, the benefits of the hadith. First, the impurity of the saliva of the dog. Second, is that the impurity of the saliva of the dog is what is called in Arabic نجاسة مغلظة. It is extremely impure. It is more impure than urine or stool or whatsoever, blood. And that's why it must be cleaned 7 times or 8 times. One of them is with soil. That is that whatever liquid is in the container where the dog
supposed to stand in should be thrown away. Whether the tongue of the dog breached it or not. Because the saliva might, and it is seen that when the dog is thirsty, the saliva drops, cool down its tongue. So in that case, it does not necessarily mean that his tongue reached the liquid. The fourth is, we must clean the pot or whatsoever container with water and one time with soil. And the last benefit is that this, as we said, is not specifically it is the ruling here is specifically for the pot and container, not the clothes. Because at that time, the dogs used to come to the people nearby them and may put their tongue on their bodies or clothes. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not command anybody to clean the clothes or body 7 times and the earth with soil. Only the container, because they are using to drink or eat from it. والله تعالى أعلم صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه